This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. You know, next hour, this is hour number two. In hour number three, we start up on Newsmax TV. We call it our Power Hour. We're joined by 80 million home-strong Newsmax TV. And we get simulcast on national TV, and my national radio show turns into a national TV show. And if you're not getting Newsmax, make sure you call the following toll-free number, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Tell them to pick up Newsmax TV. When you call that number, it's Newsmax TV, by the way, and you give them your zip code, and they will connect you on that same free call. They will connect you to the cable system in your area, anywhere in the United States, to tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. Tell them you have other choices. You can join DirecTV. You could join Dish. You could dump their butts. Call toll-free 844-500-6397. Tell them you want to see Newsmax TV and Wayne Root. 844-500-6397. My great friend JP, former retired SWAT leader in Southern California, sent me a text. He said, since the mid-80s, it's the politicians who wouldn't allow us in law enforcement to make arrests for illegal entry into the USA, a federal statute for illegal aliens. We could arrest illegals for other crimes, but not just for being here illegally, and that's all the fault of elected officials. Agreed. But what I would say, JP, is that when you arrest an illegal for doing something wrong, and then they're sent to prison, then they should be deported. You know, I don't even think you should pull people over and just deport them because they're here illegally. I think that's just impossible to do because there's millions and millions of people like that. So I've never been one who thought you just pick up an illegal and deport them. But if they commit another crime, of course they should be deported. And yet it's hard to do anything in this country until Donald Trump got here. And now with Trump as president, it's still hard to do anything because the entire government is against the president of the United States. They're all a bunch of liberals. Just think of it this way. It's an entire government filled with Harry Reids, and President Trump happens to be the president of the country, but the whole government hates him. They're all criminals. They're all corrupt. What else would describe Harry Reid? Think of it as an entire government of people who make $170,000 a year, and they'll all retire at a young age with $20 million in the bank. That's Harry Reid, and that's the United States government today. I wrote a commentary called I Want a Wall, Just Like Israel. We'll read that to you in hour number three to our Newsmax TV show. In the meantime, I want to tell you about incredible, horrible, awful governor of California, Gavin Newsom. First of all, don't forget, Gavin Newsom cheated on his wife with his best friend's wife. That's what a disgusting, low-life slug Gavin Newsom is, by the way. I mean, that's just, you know, ask any guy. A guy will tell you the single worst offense in the world is not cheating on your wife. The single worst offense would be cheating on your wife with your best friend's wife. The only person to do that is the most horrible human being in the world. Gavin Newsom did that. But what makes him much worse is what he said during his swearing-in yesterday as the new governor of California. This far-left commie loser, Gavin Newsom, trashes Trump and vows, quote, sanctuary to all who seek it in his inauguration speech. In other words, Gavin Newsom, the 40th governor of California, swears in on the Bible and swears to uphold the Constitution at the same time he says in his very speech, I don't believe in the Constitution. I will break the Constitution. I will break the laws of the United States of America. Can you imagine? It's hard to even believe that there's anyone who would do that. It doesn't matter if you're liberal. I don't don't think you're a bad person because you're quote-unquote liberal, but if you say, as the elected governor, I don't care about the law, I'll give sanctuary to any illegal alien, and he's at this very moment fighting to get free health care for illegal aliens to get them included as part of Obamacare, if you really believe in breaking the law, then my answer to you is Wayne Root's going on a spree. I don't know if it's a killing spree, I don't know if it's a shooting spree, I don't know if it's armed robbery spree. I don't know if it's a speeding in my car spree. I don't know if it's a spitting on the sidewalk spree. I don't know if it's a jaywalking spree. But why should I listen to the law anymore? Why shouldn't I walk into a liquor store and just hold the guy up, steal his money? When they come to arrest me, you know what I'm going to tell the police? You can't arrest me. The governor of California says it's okay to break the law. Why is it? You can't pick and choose what laws. You're not allowed in this country to pick and choose whatever laws you want to break. As a matter of fact, the policeman can't do that. Can a cop say, oh, I uphold the law except when it comes to A, B, and C? No, a police officer doesn't have the right to do that. There's laws in this country. You can argue I don't agree with the law. You can argue I want to change the law. You can run for office, win, and try and change the law. But you can't just win, be governor of the biggest state in America. The law doesn't matter. When I choose to, I'll break it. Because if that's the case, then Wayne Root can break it. Hey, Gavin, I'm getting in my car. I'm driving to California. I'm going to drive 100 miles an hour. There's going to be guns in my trunk. And when I get to Sacramento, I think I'll break into a liquor store. Why can't I? If you say all illegals can have sanctuary in your state, then I can break any law I want you to. Wayne Root just said, I'm going to break the law. I don't care anymore. The elected officials of our country don't care about the law, and they allow others to break it who vote Democrat. So why can't I break it? Oh, because I vote Republican. I get it. I mean, if that isn't one of the most terrible things you've ever heard in your entire life, and then how about the lies? The lies. Newsom's 2-year-old son, Dutch. Isn't that sweet? He named his son Dutch. Liberals are so pathetic. Walked onto the stage, he picked up and held his son, and then ripped into the Trump administration and said children should not be ripped away from their parents at the southern border. Except Obama separated illegal alien children from their parents at the southern border. I'm surprised he didn't mention that they shouldn't shoot any tear gas at the southern border. So far, I believe the number is Trump has shot tear gas during his administration like 20 times, and Obama did it like 80 times. So everything that Trump does that liberals complain about, liberals did, and nobody cares. It's unbelievable. But let's go a step further. You hated Gavin Newsom when you heard he cheated with his best friend's wife. You hated him more when he said, everyone who wants sanctuary can have it in California. I'll give you all sanctuary. I don't care if you've broken the law. How about this one? Do you hate him even more now? Far-left California Governor Newsom's wife and him go by the title of first partner to advance gender equality. Excuse me while I vomit. Never in my life have I heard anything so disgusting as a governor sworn in and immediately says I will break the law and then introduces his wife as his first partner rather than first lady in order to advance gender equality. You're just a loser. My God, are you sure you're not married to a transsexual? Are you sure you're not calling her first lady because she's half man, half woman? Jennifer Newsom read a poem in English and Spanish at the inauguration. Isn't that sweet? We're not America anymore. English doesn't matter anymore. You're not the first lady anymore. You're the first partner. Soon we're going to have a transsexual governor of California. But it won't be enough, because if he's transsexual and white, that would mean, you know, terrible things. That means he's going to be mean to minorities. So it's got to be transsexual. It's got to be a woman, a woman transsexual, because if a woman changed to a man, I don't think they'd approve of that. So it's got to be a man who said, being male is terrible. I've become a woman, and I'm going to have a surgery to get a vagina. And then you've got to not just be transgender and a woman, but you've also got to make sure you're a black woman or an Hispanic woman, or maybe a black woman married to an Hispanic woman. So you're transgender and you're lesbian. And maybe it would help if you had, I don't know, one arm. I don't know, a disability too. It's just unbelievable. The way that liberals think is unbelievable. Jennifer Newsom, a mother of 4 children, changed her Twitter bio to reflect she's the first partner of California, not the first lady. Oh, my God, it's so bizarre. first partner, I'm looking at her Twitter page, first partner of California, filmmaker, founder of the Rep Project, married to Mr. Gavin Newsom and proud mom of four little ones. The far-left governor denied Police Corporal Ronald Singh's death had anything to do with sanctuary city laws, even though Singh was murdered by an illegal alien. A protester named Ben Berquam interrupted the incoming governor during the swearing-in ceremony. I object, he shouted. He explained why he began to yell at that moment. He's already broke that oath. It was a slap in the face to every American citizen, to Ronil Singh's family. In particular, every American citizen that's been victimized by the policies he put into place. It was the absolutely appropriate time to call him out. Corporal Ronald Singh's blood is on your hands, yelled Berquam before being walked out. All right. On the good front, President Trump will have a national address to the nation tonight. And lawyers say that he can cite a national emergency to build the wall. Wayne Root's idea. He can cite it. It was just an idea. Look, I know Obama ran the nation based on executive order. And so I just woke up one day and said, why can't Trump run the nation based on executive order? And why can't he make an executive order that says we have a national security emergency and grab the money from the budget of the military? And don't forget, the reason I came up with that is because Trump, the one thing he's ever done I didn't like was when he supported that budget a year ago. He went along with that terrible budget, spent way too much money sending Americans to bankruptcy. And I thought that was a huge, huge mistake. But his argument was he funded the military with so much money that we made the military great again. So I said to myself, what is $25 billion? It's nothing. It's like a spit in the ocean. Grab it from the military budget. And by the way, it is a military emergency. People coming over the border want to kill us. Of course it's a military emergency. There are terrorists coming over the border. There are murderers coming over the border. There are rapists. There are MS-13 gangbangers. There are cop killers coming over the border. Of course it's a military emergency. Of course it's just as important to use military money for that as it is for running around the world. All over the world, to countries we don't belong, fighting wars we shouldn't be in. This is the war we should be in, on the border.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, my doctor suggests the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, my voice gets easily hoarse, it always has, literally since I was a little kid, it's always hoarse. But I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year when you add in all my business conversations and all my conference calls and all my shouting and yelling at the TV when I watch sporting events. I do a lot of talking, and I got to protect my voice. But my throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long, all show long. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I am living proof. My doctor suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, get 10% off. The people who run the company told my producer, Andrew Paul, just the other day that they get so many calls from people ordering the lozenges, and they say, where did you hear about us? And they all say, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, we love war. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Call 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Tell them Wayne sent you. You know, when you're a Democrat, you get away with anything, anything. You know, they claim to love black people. Well, the question is, do you love them or do you want to love them to death? I don't know. Because a second dead body's been found at an L.A. home of a wealthy Democrat donor. You know, will the Democratic Party finally disown a guy who had two black guys die in his house? What was he doing with them? They were all doing drugs together, I guess. They were all having sex together. I don't know. It's just a typical Democratic donor. Second time in 18 months, a dead body's been found at the home of Ed Buck, prominent L.A. based Democratic donor who once ran for West Hollywood City Council. KTLA in L.A. reported the body of the man in his 50s found by police shortly after 1 a.m. on Monday. Buck's attorney said the deceased was an old friend of Buck's who died of an overdose after ingesting drugs at another location. Oh, my God. The stories they tell. Can you imagine if a Republican told this story? Well, the circumstances of the latest death aren't entirely known. The previous death, which no one's ever died at my house. He's had two people dead. He's a single gay man. He's had two men die at his house in the last year of drug overdoses. The last one occurred in July 2017. A 26-year-old man who'd been working as a prostitute when he died of a methamphetamine overdose in Buck's apartment. The man, Jemal Moore, was homeless at the time but was flown from Houston to L.A. by Buck on the day that he overdosed. Months later, the L.A. Times reportedly reviewed Moore's journals, where he wrote about how Buck introduced him to crystal meth and even worried his addiction might kill him. "I've become addicted to drugs, and the worst one at that, Ed Buck is the one to thank. He gave me my first injection of crystal meth. I just hope the end result isn't death. If it didn't hurt so bad, I'd kill myself, but I'll let Ed Buck do it for now." This is what he wrote in his journal. Activists rallied outside Buck's apartment on Monday evening and demanded the donor be arrested and prosecuted for the deaths, claiming that he has been using his wealth to shield himself from prosecution. You think? The Democratic Party is so busy attacking Donald Trump and calling us racist, they don't even mind when a rich, white Democrat donor keeps having sex with black prostitutes and winds up killing them of drug overdoses in his house. King of the West Hollywood gay community, preying on other weaklings, weak people in the world. Really scary. Now we head over to Rashida Tlaib. There's so much juicy stuff in the news. Rashida Tlaib, she's only sorry that she called Trump a mother effer because it became a distraction. So what she's saying is he is a mother effer. But she's sorry she became a distraction. She's the first Palestinian-American woman elected to Congress, refused once more to apologize for her profanity-laden pledge to impeach President Trump, but did express regret that the remark became a distraction. See, this is how Democrats get away with it. I'm a person that is authentically me. I'm very passionate about fighting for all of us. And the use of that language was a teachable moment for me. Yeah, you're right, it was. Because this is how all Democrats think, but the rest of them are smart enough not to show it in public. And you just learned that lesson. You'll never say mother effer again in public, but you're thinking it. You're a vicious, horrible, foul-mouthed commie. And you're just sorry you outed yourself. That's all you're sorry about. As a matter of fact, she's in the middle of another controversy. She attacked Joe Manchin, who's a fairly moderate, still liberal, but fairly moderate Democrat U.S. senator that has a bill that helps Israel. And she attacked it, and Manchin hits back over her Israeli bill criticism and her alleged slur against Jews. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. We've elected some people to Congress, huh? Democrats wanted to be in control. Look what you got. Jew haters, Israel haters, radicals, communists, lowlives, foul-mouthed losers.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E, best EDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
War now.
You know, USA Radio News.
President Trump is getting ready to address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. The president will speak at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul was asked about our border crisis on CNBC.
I don't like walls. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to wall people in. I don't want to wall people out. But I don't want free, open borders either. I think you have to remove the incentives for people to come. And they come because there's a welfare system here, easy access to citizenship. It's politicized. One group wants them because they think they can get the votes. But people should be able to come and visit and work.
The American Cancer Society says the number of people dying from cancer in America each year has fallen over the past 25 years. Cancer remains the second most common death behind heart disease and ahead of accidents. Today, five governors were sworn into office, including Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030, additional conditions or...
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al. Welcome back to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, USA Radio. Newsmax TV starts in about 25 minutes. You can switch to channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216, Dish, or many cable systems all over the country. Or you can stay right here on KBET in Las Vegas. We're on USA Radio affiliates all over the United States and listen to our show. This show is sponsored by Cinegenics, by the way, or maybe it's pronounced Cinegenics. Be help if I knew how to pronounce my own sponsor's name, right? Cinegenics. Hey, they're in Sin City, but they're Cinegenics. Cinegenics. I should know them because they've changed my life and saved my life. They did all the tests on me, and I thought I was in the best shape of any 56-year-old in America. Now I'm 57, and I probably am in the best shape now of any 57-year-old in America. But I was not in the great shape I thought I was when they first started testing me and getting involved with me and putting me on their program. They found all kinds of health issues. We're all just starting. They were minor, but they were just starting enough that you'd be concerned about me. As a matter of fact, he didn't tell me at the time, but my doctor, Dr. Robert Letta of Cinegenics, told me on an email this morning that when he first did the test on me, the fitness test on a bike with a oxygen mask and a heart monitor, he really thought I might have a heart problem because I just wasn't pumping enough oxygen through my heart or enough blood through my heart, and he was very worried. And I did the new test on Friday, and I was 60% improved. Not 6%, not 16%, 60%, and I'm pumping blood like I'm a freaking marathon runner. So thank you, Cinegenics, however you pronounce it, you're the best. Thank you for changing my life. For your free, no obligation consultation, tell me you want the same treatment as Wayne Root, call 888-YOUNGER, toll free anywhere in the USA. But if you're listening in Vegas on our flagship station, KBET, aren't you lucky? They have clinics all over the country, but the main one is in Las Vegas. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to get on a plane. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars to travel. It's right here in your backyard. 888-YOUNGER, Cinegenics, or register at Cinegenics.com. Free, no obligation consultation. I eat more than I've ever eaten. I lost weight, and I am working out less than I ever worked out, and I'm 60% more fit. How cool is that? Boy, they are the best. All right, we've got our guest here, James Herson, every Tuesday afternoon, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry, Hollywood website, jamesherson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, jamesherson.com. James, how are you?
Good. How are you, Wayne?
Fabulous. Thrilled that Trump has taken my idea, I hope, and running with it, this idea I came up with last November, and that was the idea that you can use executive order or executive action, and you could declare a national emergency at the border, and you can use military budget to fund the $25 billion and ignore Congress. And he's talking about it left and right. I don't know if he's going to announce that as the way he's doing it on tonight's national address to the nation, but I'm sure what he's going to do is announce that there is a national emergency at the border, and we'll see if I can get Congress to go along with me. But if I can't, then I'm going to use this idea. And I do feel very proud that I was the first one to come up with that idea.
Well, good for you, Wayne. You know, what he's doing, there are two things that I've been hearing him do that fit with the art of the deal. And one of them is this idea that you came up with of using his emergency powers to increase his leverage. And the other thing is he mentioned how the shutdown could last for years, and he did it in a very relaxed way, again, increasing his leverage. The media is trying to reduce his leverage by cherry-picking stories of suffering people due to the shutdown and, of course, their usual distorted coverage. And they're trying, as a matter of fact, today's news was filled with stories claiming that the only option for President Trump is to cave. He doesn't have any other option. Well, fact is, he has created another option. One is to wait for years, which I love that he said that. And the other is, he does have this power. It's been used by many presidents. It scares a lot of people when a president does this. And I think, I don't think Donald Trump will have to do it. I actually think this is going to end with some sort of compromise. And I hope it's not one where both sides are criticizing their people, but I hope it's one where the left is upset. But I think it will end with a compromise. I think Pelosi and Schumer will cave.
All right. Well, I hope you're right, but I fear they will cave. You're right, but they'll cave with a, you know, with a crappy offer, and Trump will settle for $2.5 million, which is all he's probably going to get in the first place. That's not enough to build the wall. It's not even a start. It's nothing. I don't even know why he ever asked for $5 billion. He should have asked for the whole $25 billion, the whole enchilada. Why not ask for
well,
all of it? Then
no, you're right. Billion. You're right. But I think his idea was that $5 billion chunk is so reasonable. You know, when it as a percentage of the federal budget, it's 0.0000005%. It's even less than the percentage of Native American that's in Elizabeth Warren. And so, you know, it should be a gimme.
That's funny.
It should be a gimme. And, but, you know, it's one thing we have to be grateful, because there's no Republican that was willing to take a stand and shut down the government since Newt Gingrich, and in the, and for a president to do it, and to do it in this dramatic fashion, we have to be grateful. And I don't think he's doing it so that, you know, that he's going to cave with some bad deal. I certainly hope not. I agree with you. That would be a bad deal if it was a split the difference deal. But he has to break them, because they have to be afraid that he's going to do it again, because they're going to use this shutdown threat over and over and over again, because it's the only real weapon they have.
And they never believed Democrats that he would ever go this far, and that he would ever take the blame and just allow the shutdown to continue. But he's gone this far. It's kind of amazing. Even I'm shocked he's gone this far. I just kept thinking he's going to cave like everybody else that always does. And Donald Trump has not caved, because he knows his presidency depends on it. His people will not allow him to cave. He cannot cave. So we'll see what happens. He's going to get something.
We will. And the address tonight is going to be something to that's planned to go around the media, because the media has been so negative. And fortunately, all the networks are covering it. And it's the first time that President Trump has done an address like this from the Oval Office. It's going to be very dramatic, and he may bring up, you know, the emergency power by saying, look, I don't want to have to declare a state of emergency. We have one, but I want to see government function. I want to see Nancy and Chucky do their job. I think he's going to do something like that, and I think he's going to get a lot of headway tonight.
Agreed, but the very idea that you've got an option to go around them is what will drive them to a compromise. And so
exactly.
I brought this up because in the end, you have to have other things on the table. So now he's got something else on the table. All right.
Yeah, it's really kind of a nuclear option for the president. And you're
correct.
Right. But it helps so much to have him talking about it. He knows it.
And by the way, you know what I find interesting about tonight? I can't really understand it, but, you know, I think I could talk for anywhere between a half hour to 45 minutes to an hour about the border and bring up, you know, lots and lots of families and the names of people who've been killed and families have been ruined by illegal immigrants and what's happening on that border with opioids and drug addiction and drug trafficking and child trafficking and murder and drunk drivers. And I have 1,000 stories, and then I would have charts like Ross Perot, right? And I would show on those charts aerial photos of all the Democrats' mansions with walls around them. And I would just destroy the Democratic Party. Then I would show Israel's wall. You know, for all my wonderful fellow Jews out there that are liberals that say walls are no good and walls are bad and we should have bridges, not walls. And the Pope says that. And I would show the Pope's wall. And then I would show the walls of all the rich people in America. And lastly, I'd show Israel's wall and say, well, you know, hey, my fellow Jewish people, how come Israel's allowed to have a wall? They care about their citizens, but we're not allowed to care about ours. I would destroy them in 1 hour. He's doing an 8-minute speech. Why so short? That's my only problem. Why would you do such a short speech?
Well, I have a feeling that they're planning on a very pinpointed, very powerful, they're going to pack it in. 8 minutes is about a little bit longer than the average television segment. And I think they felt if they went long on this, that they wouldn't get the coverage. By doing a short one, they're going to get the coverage. And also, people won't miss their favorite program because it's one TV segment. They can move it forward and still have their programming. But other than that, if they really, you know, if they told them it was 8 minutes and ends up going 10 or even 15, they're not going to cut away from him. The only problem is some of these networks are doing a special tonight sometime after the speech, And you know what they're going to do? They're going to, quote, fact check, close quote, which is not fact checking, which is editorial opinion, to try to slam his speech. And, you know, that's just something we have to put up with, and he knows that.
That's coming after his 8 minutes? Is they're putting up an alternative view after that?
I think so. Well, for one thing is the Democrats are asking for a response time, and I understand they're going to do something in response. But CBS in particular announced that they were going to have a special, and I assume that some of this programming is going to be fetching. Well, you know CNN and MSNBC are going to do that for sure, right?
Right. Got it. Democrats are such hypocrites, though. The greatest example of why we need the walls, just all of them have walls around their houses. And I see this come across my my news desk as we speak right now. We're talking to James Herson. Feds find 23 guns in the office of indicted Chicago Democrat. Longtime Chicago Democrat alderman, staunch gun control advocate Edward Burke, for decades one of the city's most powerful and notoriously corrupt officials. They raid his office for other reasons. And then they find he has 23 firearms in his office. He was a big anti-gun guy, gun control nut, and he's got all the guns. This is the Democratic Party. They got the guns. They got the walls. They tell you, you can't have guns. You can't have walls. What a joke. We'll be right back.
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy at its finest. James Herson, we're coming right back with him. Website, jamesherson.com. Repeat segment. We bring him back all the time. He's that good. I don't do that with anybody else. James Herson, right back at you. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Nothing like great friends. I have so many great friends listening to this show and get great advice from them, get texts from them. Keith has sounded off today. JP sounded off. Dane has sounded off. JP said he's listening to the show right at this moment. My great friend Ben Soldinger in Chicago has just found my show on Comcast Xfinity in his home in Chicago. He did not know it was there. Of course, Xfinity just picked us up. Or I should say Comcast Xfinity just picked us up. And he said he'll be watching for the first time ever tonight. Thank you, Ben. It's exciting knowing great friends are watching. Right now we've got James Herson on the line, New York Times best-selling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, meaning Hollywood. His website's jamesherson.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be back. And tell Ben the Bears have to get a new kicker.
Two Hollywood topics I think we'll conclude our visit today with. One would be Kevin Hart, the other would be Kevin Spacey, two Kevins, both at opposite ends of the spectrum. Kevin Spacey, of course, is a gay actor, and they're claiming he sexually assaulted people who were other male actors. He says they were flirting. Kevin Hart is a very macho male straight actor, African-American, but straight, and believes that he is the victim of social media shaming because he's made some negative comments about gay people over the years. So let's start with Kevin Spacey, who claims sexual assault accuser was actually flirting with him. Can you imagine you and me getting away with that? A woman claims she was sexually assaulted by us, a man, and we say, well, she's wearing a miniskirt, high heels, and she was flirting. That story just doesn't really work anymore now, does it?
Well, yeah, it certainly is politically incorrect. Spacey says that the guy welcomed drinks from Spacey, that he put his arm around Spacey near the piano. They sang along. But see, the problem is this is an 18-year-old. He's not a minor, but he's an 18-year-old. But they're claiming, you know, essentially an assault here, a non-consensual assault. But this guy, this 18-year-old, is the son of a former Boston news anchor, and he was at a bar in Nantucket where he worked as a busboy. So I don't know. This seems like a strange strategy, but the idea for the attorneys, first of all, you know, obviously we believe in due process, and this is criminal, and Kevin Spacey has to be proved guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And if they claim that it somehow is consensual, I think it's okay to bring that in as evidence, not as a sole defense, but just to show that, in fact, the guy's conduct is inconsistent with a victim. So we have to see what will happen if this goes in front of a jury. But it does. The headline is Kevin Spacey claims sexual assault, accuser was flirting. And it's unseemly. I'm laughing because it just seems it's so ridiculous, but it shows how far Kevin Spacey has fallen. This is a major star who's completely fallen off. Nobody in Hollywood wants to work with him now.
Yeah, and what about Kevin Hart? Does anybody want to work with him?
Well, here's the interesting thing. The shaming is off of Kevin Hart right now, and it's on Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres, you can't think of anyone who would be more of a poster girl for the left. Ellen DeGeneres is openly gay. Ellen DeGeneres is left of center. She's very likable. She's very talented. But what she has done, she's a one-woman crusade to get Kevin Hart back as the host of the Oscars. And she's making headway because she had Kevin Hart as a guest on her show and disclosed that she had called the Academy leadership and said to them, hey, would you take Kevin Hart back if he wanted to come? And they said, we want him back. And so she disclosed this on the show, and reportedly Kevin Hart is rethinking whether he should stay dropped out. If he goes back, it will be a big ratings jump for the Oscar people. They would be really stupid not to take Kevin Hart back from a business point of view. He's a major star. He has hit movies. He's got a huge social media following. And what was done to him is wrong, because they went back, according to Kevin, 40,000 tweets 10 years ago to look at statements he made then. And basically what he was doing is telling a joke about his fear of his son turning out gay. And he made a joke about it. So the butt of the joke was not gay people. It was Kevin Hart. He was making fun of himself. And so this whole thing is an example of how these trolls on the social media can really hurt people, and they can do it by making themselves look like they're more people than they really are.
All right. That is all there is to talk about in the Hollywood world today. I guess you are, like me, looking forward to the speech by President Trump. The address begins right when my show ends at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. It's convenient. I know President Trump had me in mind when he decided on that time. And he said, I've got to make sure Wayne finishes his show. I don't want to interrupt Wayne. Great job, President Trump. And great job, James Herson. Thank you for coming on, as always.
Thank you, Wayne. You have a great evening.
Hey, thank you. Let's hope Trump does a great job tonight. Let's hope it's a grand slam home run. James Herson, a brave conservative thinker in the middle of California, the People's Republic of Communist California. Thank you, James Herson. Way down the road, war now. Coming up next, Newsmax TV. Got my commentary. I want a wall just like Israel. And you'll hear more about the Donald Trump address tonight. Coming up right now. 3, 2, 1. Now, go for it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.